Greetings, listeners. This is Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. I'm so happy that you tuned in today to God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 12. Hear the word of the Lord. O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I say? All people are grass. The constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fade when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. Get up to a high mountain. Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arms rule for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. Who has measured the water in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heaven with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in the scales and the hills in a balance? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. The sermonic selection is entitled, O Holy Night, by 7-year-old Claire Crosby and Dave Crosby.
Shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. O
Has been read for your hearing. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you, Lord, for you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic is peace and comfort. We are now in the Advent season. It is a season of the liturgical year observed in most Christian denominations as a time of expectant waiting and preparing for two celebrations. The first celebration is that of the birth of Christ at Christmas, and the second is awaiting the return of Christ at the second coming. This Advent season has so much to offer us. However, the focus of this message is on peace and comfort. Chapter 40, verses 1 through 12 of the Old Testament book by the prophet Isaiah is concerned with God sending comfort to his people. Restoration is concerned with the wages of sin. It's concerned with the preaching of John the Baptist and the omnipotence of God. We want to take a look at the word peace. What does it mean? What does it mean to you personally? Well, it is something that's within you. It's a calmness that is within you for when things aren't going the way you want them to. Not like things like not having enough money to pay all of your bills. Things like your car breaks down and the mechanic has had it for 2 weeks and hasn't gotten around to fixing it yet. There are so many things that can happen to us to try to rob us of our peace and tranquility. The Lord looks upon you kindly and gives you peace, Numbers 6 and 20, to be associated with God's presence. Peace comes with being associated with God's presence. Now let's consider the word comfort. Comfort, oh, comfort my people, says you, God, Isaiah 40 and 1. He cries to his people to console them, to lift them up. He cries to them to support them, to help them, to encourage them. From the days of Abraham, Judah was God's people, but Judah sought alliance with other nations, and Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed, and the people were in exile for nearly 50 years. And another generation was born into servitude. Therefore, for this, God punished them for their unfaithfulness to him. He didn't punish them just to witness their suffering, but rather to redeem them and to restore them back to him. God himself gave the order to comfort his people because God was concerned with peace and security as he endeavored to comfort his people. It is a universal human nature trait for us to seek comfort when we are stressful, experiencing or witnessing the devastations of this COVID-19 pandemic, for example. At any point in time when we lose a loved one and we are bereaved, some of our lives are so convoluted with arrays of illicities, you might be wondering, how are you surviving daily with all of the physical, mental, and emotional pain that you're harboring? God doesn't want to see us in a painful state any more than he wanted to see or witness the suffering of the people of Judah. Advent has peace and comfort to offer you. Will you receive it? God pardoned the sins of the Judeans and restored them back to himself. Advent has restoration to offer you. Will you receive it? God called John the Baptist to preach in the desert, called him to make a spiritual highway for God by removing any obstacles that might hinder Jesus in his ministry. John the Baptizer urged his followers to repent of their sins, thus offering them salvation, which is eternal life. And furthermore, he baptized them in the Jordan River. John the Baptist also baptized Jesus in the Jordan River. Baptism symbolizes purification or renewal and admission into the Christian church. Equally important, baptism is a symbol of our commitment to God. John the Baptist had the assurance that the Lord would come with the manifestation of strength and power, able to subdue all the enemies of his people to ensure their complete and final salvation. Advent has so much to offer. When God, through Jesus Christ, pardoned my sins and your sins, our debts were paid in full. We have been redeemed. We have been restored. We have been made whole again. We have a peace of God which surpasses all human comprehension, and he will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ. Advent has so very much to offer. Will you receive it? Dear Heavenly Father, again, we approach your mighty throne of grace. Thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. Sanctify it. Let it be a message that will do some good. Let us receive it in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, I pray. Amen and amen. The closing song is entitled, The Peace of Christ. Amen.
The tears.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.